Demosthenes had a lisp. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. Demosthenes had a lisp, and because he had the lisp, he couldn't talk very good, and he did not have a high opinion of himself, and his personal self-motivation was down to zero, and the girls didn't pay much attention to him, and his family thought he was an idiot because he had the lisp, and everyone thought he was just a worthless piece of garbage, and the worst of all, he thought he was a worthless piece of garbage, and of course he was a worthless piece of garbage because that's what he thought he was. So, one day, Demosthenes, young man already, fine young man, terrible low self-esteem, he was walking along and he met a friend, or he met a person. He didn't have any friends. Nobody liked him because he didn't like himself. So he didn't have any friends because nobody liked him because he didn't like himself. Well, anyhow, he met this fellow, and this fellow says, "My, that's quite a lisp you have." And Demosthenes says, "Yeah, why are you always picking on me?" And the guy says, "Well, you're picking on yourself. A lisp is merely an impediment that either you manage it, you live with it, you take care of it, or you get rid of it. Now, what would you like to do?" "I don't know that I have that choice. Why should I have that choice? To get rid of it? To get rid of it? To get rid of it? I never thought of that. To get rid of it? Well, then what would I do?" "Well, you would be a good speaker, probably. Now, what would you like to do?" The man sounded like he was a genie out of a bottle and going to perform some magic on Demosthenes. And Demosthenes thought, "Well, okay, let's listen to this guy. This first guy didn't pick on me because of my lisp." And he says, "Well, what can I do?" And the fellow says, "Well, the way to overcome anything is to concentrate on the opposite, to concentrate on the wholeness, the perfection. If you have a bad cold, you concentrate on being well. If you have any condition, you concentrate on its opposite." "Well, I'd like to speak, and I'd like to speak very well." "I'd like to speak very well." And in his lisp, he wasn't able to speak very well. And so his friend said, "I'll tell you what you do. You go down here to the seashore, and you go down there and stay there. Don't leave the seashore until you have accomplished your goal."
"Well, what's my goal?"
"Your goal is to speak articulately. Your goal is to speak correctly. Your goal is to speak with all the beautiful qualities of a wonderful speaker."
Yeah.
No. Demosthenes, now. If you poo-poo the idea before you even try it, how are you going to know it's going to work?"
"Well, who says that such a crazy thing is going to work? Now, what should I do?"
"Okay, you go down to the seashore, and you take a handful of beautiful pebbles. Not too big, just like marbles, you know. And you put them in your mouth."
"What?"
"You put them in your mouth. And then you stand at the seashore. And as the waves come tumbling in, you say, 'I like me. I like me.'"
"Yeah, silliness."
"You say that over the sound of the waves. Articulately, you say, 'I like me. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.' Say that and say that and say, but it isn't true." "Well, say it anyhow. As you say it, you empower it. You give it power to be true. Now look, you have this opportunity now to be all your life with a speech impediment that you don't like, which makes you into something very unhappy. Or you can release that impediment and release the ability within you to speak brilliantly and clearly and become a very wonderful, wonderful speaker. And perhaps along the way, become a wonderful person that likes yourself." "Well, that's silliness. Come now. I'll walk with you to the beach.
and help you select some stones. Now, here's a bag. Let's put them in here. And now, the thundering waves are coming in. You can hardly hear me talk. And as they come in, you speak up over the waves. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Have a smile in your voice. Have a joy in your heart. Have expectation of this awareness in your total being. Say, I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. And so on. Kegel it all away. Make all the cells of your body vibrate with the pure words, the pure thoughts, and speak clearly, articulately. Let the waves enunciate with you. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Oh, and the waves, they thunder in, and you speak your words clearly, brilliantly. And the waves look up at you and say, quite a guy. Quite a guy. And as you do that, you are developing into quite a guy. Now, you do that. Now, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It may take you a day, 2 days. It may take you a month. It may take you a year. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. However long it takes you, you stay with it. But I have other things to do. You have nothing else to do except to learn how to articulate, speak clearly, beautifully, and to like yourself, to know that you're divine order, and to know that you're at peace. If you have these wonderful blessings, your life will be upside down, I assure you. Well, Demosthenes did what the friend told him with all of his heart. He said, I like me. I'm divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. And he smiled and he laughed. And he spoke articulately. And the waves roared at him and said, you sound like a babbling brook that lost its way. And he says, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. He was listening to the waves talking through his own ears. Then, little by little, he changed his tune. And he said, oh my goodness, I like me. I think I'm a nice guy. I like me. I'm divine order and peace. And in his heart, he began to giggle. In his soul, he began to feel magic. In his total being, he was a new man. And he sang this, and he stayed there for week after week, month after month. And it wasn't long. Well, it's a few months. It wasn't long before he was articulating so clearly. When the waves were quiet, and he would sing out across the waves, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. And his voice would resound across the silent water and off into the distant hills and return with power and dynamic that was utterly amazing. And when he finished his time, he felt he was ready to go back and show the world what had happened to him. He took a new man, a happy man. A man filled with love and peace and joy, a man who had a dedication and spent the time necessary to bring it forth in his heart, bring it out in his life, and experience it in his world. Demosthenes, as you know, went on to become a great orator, a great legislator, a man of responsibility in his own heart. But first he loved himself. First he said, I am divine order. I am peace. First, he took care of himself by not allowing any impediment to hold him back. And he moved on to become a grand, glorious, wonderful being, respected and loved by everyone in his world. Because first, he respected and loved himself. Wonderful guy. Well, my friends, have a lovely day. And know that, as you say, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. The miracles that happen in your life can never be revealed. They will be so numerous, so vast, so fantastic. And you'll just live a life
of a magic man, because that's who you are. Enjoy yourself. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.